Now, you ought to know with Dave Cirio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
With Dave Cirio, informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Cirio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's great to be with you. Live broadcast the 2nd of March, and I would love to talk to you at our toll-free number. Toll-free from anywhere in the country. So if you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or maybe West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., give us a call toll-free, 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Maybe you got a question about no heat on your automobile. Maybe a check engine light is on. Or maybe it's something going on with the starting of the vehicle. Feel free to give me a call and we'll get you on the air. Let's talk to a friend of ours, Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Mike is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well, sir. Always a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you.
It has been a great day. Where are you now? Are you back at your shop, or are you still out and about grabbing grub?
I am leaving the Iron Rooster after a quick stop at Panera Bread.
Oh, okay. Panera Bread for bagels.
Exactly.
I know your routine, mister. I know your routine. Very good. So I'll tell you, if Iron Rooster ever sells bagels, you'll never have to leave.
I know. I don't know why they don't do that. So.
You'll have to talk to them.
Yeah,
Their stock has already gone up since you've been a customer. That's no doubt about it.
I really enjoy their coffee.
So you told me earlier that you had about 60 or 70 cars out there at Hunt Valley today,
yeah.
Huh?
Yep. It was pretty amazing. I guess everybody's, even though it's damp and drizzly and a little chilly, I guess everybody was out before the major storm we're getting tomorrow.
So. Right. They want to get out. They get a little bit of caught up with all the bad weather you've had. It's good to get out and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
good.
Quite a few people having breakfast this morning.
Now, what did you take? Did you take your Challenger?
I took the family Truckster, the 03 Subaru Forester that we have.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Not your show Subaru Forester, though. Just your regular driver.
No. Just the driver, yes.
There you go. Ready for weather like that. And now, is your Challenger in storage, or is it still out and about?
A little of both. It's in the driveway in storage.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
So we've got a few moments. Let's talk about the floor that you had installed in your shop, because I'm just doing something to my game room, which is my attached garage, and always interested in what's going on there. So tell us about the floor that you just had installed.
Well, I want to apologize to the company because I mispronounced their name earlier. It's Dragon Scale Flooring is the name of the company, and I said Diamond, so it's Dragon Scale Flooring.
Okay.
I've had quarry tile, just like they're in some of the older city firehouses. I've had that down since like 2004.
Okay.
Wonderful. It's held up very well, but as I get older, it's getting harder and harder to work on that for a whole day at a time.
Your knees definitely feel it, no doubt about it.
Exactly. So we were looking into another type of product and looked into rubber mats and things like that. It just wouldn't fit what we were doing. So we found this product called Rubaroc, Rubaroc.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is generally used around pool decks where the concrete's maybe cracking and you don't want to go through the expense of tearing it all up and replacing it.
Right.
And they use it in playgrounds so that the kids, when they fall, they don't get hurt like we used to. And driveways and sidewalks, cracked up concrete. And you don't. The big benefit is you don't have to remove what's underneath of the floor to replace it.
Good.
So it cuts down on the expense tremendously. So this is ground-up rubber particles, mm-hmm. almost like ground-up tires.
Right.
And you can have it mixed in different colors. They have a wide array of colors. And they mix this in a half a 55-gallon drum with a resin. And they come in, they prepare the floor. They came in Wednesday, and they ground down the ceramic tile that we have.
Right.
And they prepared the floor. And then they came in Thursday and painted on like a primer, which they say promotes adhesion of the rubber.
Right.
And then they troweled on the rubber just like concrete. And it's a quarter inch thick. And we chose black and gray.
Okay.
And it is just phenomenal looking. It looks beautiful. It should be a lot more comfortable to work on. So we're real happy with their work. And the name of the company, again, is Dragon Scale Flooring. If you just Google that, you'll see all the products that they have. So we're real, real happy with them.
May I ask what kind of price range it is?
I think it runs about $8 a square foot in that range.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. That's not a bad deal.
No, not at all, considering, we've thought about epoxy and all, but it's still working on concrete. So
right, exactly.
They do all that. They do any kind of flooring for your house or your garage. So just look them up, and real nice people to deal with.
Okay, and when we come back from break, we want to do your tip of the week, which I believe has to do with the glass coatings, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We're going to talk about maintenance of coatings.
Very good. And we'll be back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio, along with Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. 410-833-1632 is Mike's phone number that you can call during the week. And the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And you can follow them in Facebook and also Instagram, The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Come on, come on. Come on, you can do it.
All right.
Oh, hi, Bert.
You darn tootin', I got your pollution solution. CNG, buddy. Compressed natural gas. You can put it in your car. You can put it in your truck. Well, Burn, they're even putting it in buses. And CNG burns clean, so there's almost no carbon monoxide. So get serious about clean air, Burn, with CNG. Because if you don't pitch in your part, and I don't pitch in my part, we won't have a part to pitch in. Know what I mean?
My classic guy there, Ernest and Jim Varney, of course, with the CNG. Ah, love it. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Free Talk 930. WFMD. Let's go back to the phones with Mr. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. And Mike is ready for his tip of the week. There we go.
Morning, Dave.
Morning, sir. Tip of the week, sir.
All right, we're going to talk about maintaining a vehicle if you have a coating on it. It's a little bit different, not any more difficult, but a little bit different. You still do have to maintain your car if you have it coated, despite what some companies will tell you. So you want to obviously do a full safe wash on it, like we've talked about many times in the past. And some coating manufacturers recommend specific wash products, soaps or soaps with some coating material in it. So you always want to use whatever the coating manufacturer or your installer tells you to use. And then that way you'll get the most benefit out of your coating. For your final rinse, you always want to flood the car with water, like we've talked about in the past. Take the nozzle off the hose and just let the water flow from the hose from the top of the car down. And most of these coatings they don't like water, so they'll pretty much dry the car by themselves. And then you want to try to blow the car off dry. If you have an electric leaf blower or you have one of the blowers designed for drying cars, that's always the best way to minimize touching of the car. Just even with waxes and synthetic sealants, it's always best. The less you touch your car, the better you are. And then you want to use the recommended maintenance products for the coating. Some of these maintenance products go on a wet car before you dry it off. So you want to always, again, use the whatever products are recommended by your installer or by the coating manufacturer. And then you want to use the correct type of spray detailer on a coated car. Some of these coatings don't care very much for waxes, spray waxes, or detailers with waxes in them. So you may get some smears or some streaking with that. And then you're pretty much defeating the purpose of the coating, because now you've got a wax on top of the coating, which is what attracts the dirt. So you want to just use strictly what the coating manufacturer recommends. Maintain the car just like you would if it was waxed, and you'll be good to go, and you'll get the most durability out of your investment.
And, I've gotten a lot of durability out of the ones that you've done for me. It has been incredible.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, it's amazing to me how long these coatings do last and still, beat up and protect. It really is.
Yeah, we're starting to get phone calls now from people that are going to go on to their second coating after 3 to 4 years. So everybody's been tickled to death with the durability and the performance of the coatings that we install. And as you know, we install Modesta,
right?
And we feel that that's the best there is. But whatever coating you have, you want to kind of stick with the products that's either recommended by your installer or recommended by the coating manufacturer.
All right. Well, I'm going to see how good you are. I'm going to let you give out your phone number and your website.
Okay. The phone number is 410-833-1632, and you can call with any questions. You don't have to call just to make an appointment. Call with any questions you have. We may even talk about them on the radio.
There you go.
And then the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And all the information about what we do, how we do it, prices, everything's on that. And then you should also follow us on the Instagrams and the Facebook on the interwebs.
There you go. Very good. You did a great job.
All right.
Excellent, sir. Michael Lambert
from
the Shine Shop and expert detail, but more importantly, the protection of your car. It is incredible. It really is. It's something that you kind of almost have to see. And we've got a lot of car shows coming up spring and summer where you get a chance to meet Mike and see his car. And he truly has one of the few truly black cars out there in the world. I'm telling you. Beautiful.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, since we're not doing anything on we're not working Saturdays and Sundays this year, we'll be out at a lot of car shows and hopefully calling you from there.
Great. That sounds good. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Dave. Bye bye.
All right, let's go to Fred. Fred is on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. Fred.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well. What's happening today?
Well, a friend of mine has a 2006 Chevy Cobalt.
Okay.
Cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
And they told her she needed a new ignition switch and she needed a new fuel module, I think.
Okay.
So they replaced both of them. And when they told me about it, I looked it up. Both of these objects was on recall.
Oh, okay.
Both objects. The fuel pump, the fuel module, and the...
Who did the work?
Well, we won't say who did the work.
Well, okay, but was it an independent shop or was it a dealer?
Independent shop.
Okay, well, if they're both under recall, okay, it's a tough battle. I'm not going to lie to you. But,
oh, I believe that. They didn't even mention it to them.
Right, but you could take it back. You could take it to the bill to GM.
Right.
And, but the problem is they're going to say, why didn't you have it done here? And that's a good reason.
Well, didn't know about it until after it was done.
Exactly. You were taken advantage of. So in that situation, two things you can do. One is go back to GM with your receipts, show that you've paid for it, and hopefully get some kind of refund from them, okay, for having the work done. Or two, if GM will not do that, and you're SOL, as we like to say, then you need to take that company that did the work and go back to them and say they shouldn't have done the work, okay, and get your money back, or take them to court.
I was wondering, Dave, could a dealer do the work, make you pay for it, and then charge GM too?
They cannot. Okay. The only way you could get a refund from General Motors or any manufacturer for a recall is if the work has already been done. Now, they're going to say...
That's what I was saying. If the work was already done by this dealer.
Right.
But not by the dealer, by the shop.
Right.
And then they sent the bill to GM. Would GM pay them too?
No, they would not.
Oh, okay, great.
Absolutely not. Only the customer. You've got a slim possibility of getting some kind of refund from GM on the work that they did. Work the shop did. It's slim. Slim.
One other question may I ask? What do you think what it costs to change a fuel modulator and the ignition switch?
Probably somewhere between $700 and $900.
For both?
Yes.
Total for both of them?
I would think so, yes.
Gee, she paid $900 for one of them.
Yeah, well,
that's unbelievable.
I'm guessing on my pricing right now, but I think that would be pretty close. I think you need to talk to these people and say, listen, you know, they have to check. They've got a responsibility to check to see if something of recall. And it is a shame they did this. But go to GM first, explain to them the problem, tell them that you had your car towed in there, you didn't know that there was a recall on these parts, and it was done by an independent shop that should have known. And what can they do to help you? If they can't do anything to help you, then you're going to have to go back on that shop and end up probably taking them to court.
Okay, I think the switch was done by the dealer.
Okay.
And I think the fuel pump was done by independent people.
Yep, you got to deal with either one of them, okay?
Okay, buddy, thank you, Megan.
Good luck to you, Fred. Appreciate it.
We're working on it.
All right, buddy. Yeah, that's a tough call, that's for sure. Let's see who we have on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who is this?
Chip. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. First, we only heard the last word, last name. Hey, Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good. I've got Misty patched in.
Okay.
And well, Misty is the master tailor that I told you about that
right.
was relocating from downtown Frederick
right.
up here to Thurmont.
Uh-huh.
And it happens to be that today is her ribbon cutting.
Oh, great.
Here in Thurmont for her new location. So, Misty, can you hear us?
I can hear you very well.
Oh, very nice, Misty. Okay. Good to talk to you today. How are you, Misty?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. Today's a big day for you.
Well, yeah, it is. I actually was well enough to be up and running and working on things last night, and that was a wonderful feeling, having it all working after the relocation.
Good. Very good. Glad to hear that. That's always a scary thing when you relocate your business today with computers and the electronics and everything you have, and getting this to work and that to work is a lot of stress involved. So I'm glad that
it
worked
is.
Out well for you. So tell us about the ribbon cutting today. Where is it going to be and what time
well,
and who is going to be there?
Well, I don't know who all is going to be here. It's at 21 East Moser.
Okay.
In Thurmont. And it's going to be at 11, not long from now.
No, half an hour. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the city of Thurmont called me a couple weeks ago and asked if I'd like a ribbon cutting. And I
sure.
said, well, yeah, of course
well,
I do.
Tell us a little bit about, tell us a little bit about your business. What do you
well,
do?
Well, mm-hmm. I do alterations. I'm a high-end tailor, seamstress.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I do full men's and women's alterations.
Okay.
I like to focus on the men's.
Right.
I think that's my strong point, but also on the women's formal and the women's
I'm sure you do a great job on both, no doubt about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's I'm obsessive compulsive in what I do, and
good.
I love being able to do that.
You know, people say that as if it's a bad thing, but in business, that is a good thing. That's what makes your business stand out from everybody else's. When you go the extra mile to make sure it's done the way you want it to be done.
Mm-hmm. It also brings a joy to what I do, instead of it just being something that I'm doing to earn a paycheck.
Great. Are you keeping the same phone number?
I'm keeping the very same phone number
okay.
and the very same name.
Great.
If you Google me, you just won't get the old address.
All right. Well, if you do me a favor, if you could hold on, we're going to go through a break. I'd like you to hold on. I'd like
okay.
to talk to you on the other side of the break, okay?
Okay. That's
all right.
Fine.
Okay. We'll put them on hold. We've got Craig Shipp. We'll be back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. You ought to know. Free Talk 930. WFMD.
Inventing the Chevrolet. He said, I've already built 25 models. One for each letter from A to Z. I said, Henry, you fool, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. He said, good heavens, I forgot the Model Z.
Going back to the 60s with Alan Sherman, the original cartoon guy when it came to changing the words of songs. And good advice, Henry Ford. Let's get back to the phones. We have, of course, Craig Shipp on the line and the owner of
Alterations
Plus. My mind went blank on me. I apologize.
That's
Thank you so much.
Mine does that too.
And you're moving your business to the Thurmont
yep.
area. The wild and crazy Thurmont area.
The wonderful, precious Thurmont area. I've fallen
absolutely.
In love with this little town.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're glad that you're going to do really well there. We know that for a fact. And we're glad that you're moving to Thurmont. And we wish you the best of luck on your grand opening. Give out the address and your phone number one more time, if you'd be so kind.
The phone number is 301-668-5858. And the address is 21 East Moser Road, and that's in Thurmont.
Very good. We have to wish Mr. Craig Shipp, who's on the phone, a very happy birthday. Just experienced a birthday just a couple days ago.
Well, there you go. There you go. And I think I'm going to stop counting birthdays. The number's getting a little bit high.
So. You know, I'm sorry. You have to keep on doing that, I'm telling you.
I own each year. I'm proud of each additional year.
Absolutely. So am I. And I've got a lot to be proud of, unfortunately.
There you go.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, you're a little bit ahead of me, Dave.
Yeah, I am. Well, congratulations on your grand opening. We're excited for you, and I hope the ribbon cutting in 25 minutes goes well for you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. Thanks, Craig.
Yep, and one other thing I wanted to mention real quick.
Okay.
I put up a video yesterday on the Frederick County Facebook page, facebook.com/Frederick County, that I shot with the iPhone and with a special equipment to get good audio into the video. You know how important audio is.
Absolutely.
And so if folks want to take a look at that, it's a demonstration that you don't have to have a lot of real expensive camera gear to get pretty good results. I shot it at Great Stuff by Paul downtown.
Okay.
As kind of a demonstration. So if any business owners want to take a look at that, if they want help with that sort of thing, we can certainly help them out.
Very good. Once again, that is facebook.com/Frederick County.
Yep, and you'll see a video on there of Misty, too, showing off her place as well.
Great. Very good. Well, thank you, Misty. Thank you, Craig. And you guys have yourself a blessed day, and thanks again for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing
Bye-bye.
It every week, Dave.
My pleasure. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. I believe we have Walt on the line. Is it Walt?
Yes, Dave.
Hey, good to talk to you, Walt. How are you today, sir?
Pretty good.
Good.
I have a 2011 Chevy Colorado pickup truck. Been a very good truck for me.
Good.
But I've run into a really, what I think is strange, intermittent type problem.
Okay.
A lot of times, most of the time when I turn the vehicle on, everything's good. But lately, when the directional signals on the left-hand side of the directional in the instrument panel, the green light will come on, but won't blink. It'll just be solid.
Okay.
Of course, when I talk to mechanics about it, everybody's, oh, it's the bulb. No, it's not the bulb. If I hit the lever down, both the front and the rear bulbs will blink.
Okay.
But there is no clicking sound in the vehicle. Then a lot of times, it acts normal. You know, the green light doesn't come on and stay on. The directional signals work okay.
Okay.
One fella did say that he thought there was a recall back from GM. There was a problem with the directional signals.
Okay.
You know, in the dial or on the steering column.
Right. Did you find out if that is true? Is there a recall?
I don't know.
Okay. You have to go to NHTSA and find that out. That's NHTSA.org to find that out. Put you in your make and model number, and they'll let you know what recalls have come up on that vehicle to find out if there is one on there. If it isn't, it sounds like to me the turn signal switch. Now, you have a computer that controls all of that. It's called a body control module. That is a computer
right.
that controls all of your accessories. There's a possibility mm-hmm. that it could be related to that, but it sounds like to me the actual switch itself is failing and would need to be replaced. So the key thing, first of all, is to go to the website and find out if your vehicle does have a recall for the turn signal switch. And if it does, then you may be in good shape. Have the recall done by the dealer at no charge, and hopefully it takes care of that problem. But if not, it definitely needs to be looked at. And I think it would be a switch that would be causing that.
Okay. Do you have any idea if that would be an expensive repair, or since it's, you know, intermittent and it's not really a big deal at this point, and I'm familiar with those body control modules, they are an expensive thing when that goes up.
Body control module could run you easy $500 to $700.
Right.
The turn signal switch is probably in the $200 to $300 area, so still not inexpensive, but definitely less than a body control module. But either way, if you can live with this and it doesn't happen all the time or whatever, it's something that you probably, you know, can work your way around. You may want to do that, but $200 to $300 is probably a cost of a turn signal switch, somewhere around there.
Right, and that's not including labor. That's just the part.
No, that may include labor. It's not a difficult one to install. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dave. I love your show.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've been here since 2004, taking your phone calls. Well, not completely. I do take a break once in a while, but every Saturday, we're here since 2004, and we would love to talk to you. The toll-free line is 866-96-TALK-CARS. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line? Who do we have on the line? I'm Dave Serio. Oh, we lost him. We had somebody on the line, but we lost him. 866-96-TALK-CARS is the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Once again, that's 866-968-2552. It's toll-free from anywhere in the country. Maybe your car didn't start well this morning. Maybe the heat's not working. Maybe you've got a warning light on, check engine light or airbag light or ABS light. Could be one of the warning lights on. Give us a call, and we'll get you on the air. Taking a break in just a little bit. Want to remind you once again, we're here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. And don't forget, you could also take WFMD with you. And, of course, you ought to know. And that, of course, is going on the website WFMD.com. You can listen to the show live on your phone, your tablet, or, of course, on your computer at home, good and crystal clear. WFMD.com. Take WFMD and you ought to know with you. You're listening to Free Talk 930. WFMD, Saturday mornings 10 to 11. Right here, of course, you ought to know. Since 2004, your expert on automobile repair.
God is my co-pilot. This guy's toting God around like God couldn't handle it.
You take the wheel. I'm not familiar with this area.
Last thing I need is God as a backseat driver. He'd be too good.
That man's swerving.
Where? 3 minutes from now.
Ah!
All right, look out for bumps. They're everywhere.
I know.
What?
I know.
You know everything.
I know.
You're driving me crazy.
I know.
Stop it.
Why?
I don't know.
I do.
Ah! Oh, God.
What?
Stop it!
That is Brad Stein and some of the funny humor of God being just a co-pilot. That's right. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom on the line. Tom, good morning to you, sir.
Dave, usual outstanding show, Dave.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about rubber renewal.
Okay.
Mostly from a motorcycle perspective, but I'm sure mm-hmm. it could be automotive.
Also. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Something that, is there some kind of product out there that can kind of renew rubber after it gets kind of hard over the years to kind of make it more supple again?
Yes, Griot's Garage, G-R-I-O-T-S, that's how it's spelled, the T is silent. Griot's Garage is a company that supplies all kinds of materials and equipment to handle inside and outside of your car. So the supplies they have a rubber renewal supplier. I don't know what it's called. I apologize. But you can go to griotsgarage.com, and they got a complete listing of all their products there. And that is a good product. We've used that before on my Pantera, which has a lot of older rubber parts on it from 1972. And it also, of course, Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop has used it and uses it on all the cars he has brought in. So a very good quality company, and they definitely have the products that can handle that for you.
Great. Well, I appreciate it, Tipman. One follow-up question, Dave.
Sure.
As far as preservation, I was talking to a guy, and he's telling me that you really have to control the climate.
Well, it's true. I mean, to get it the best way, climate control is the best way. Now, we all can't afford climate control, including yours truly talking right now. My car is sitting in a garage, and it's not climate controlled. So climate control garages are expensive. But, yes, that is the best way, of course, of protecting
it. He told me, he said, Tom, unless you're controlling the climate, you're going backwards.
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, what is the definition of backwards? Using your vehicle, okay, you have three choices, okay? You have a choice of storing your car in a non-climate, okay, not non-climate controlled,
right.
Storing your car in climate control,
right.
Or not storing your car. Those are the three choices. Not storing your car is really going backwards, okay?
Right.
Not storing your car in climate control is desirable, but not the best. But you're not going backwards. Everything deteriorates in this world. Everything. Even cars in climate control. Okay, there's going to be some deterioration over a period of time. But you are in a situation where you're taking the best shot at keeping that car in good shape for the longest time. So it's better than driving your car. It's better than storing it outside. It's just not as good as climate control. But it's still 90% of the cars stored in America are probably stored in non-climate control.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah, I guess.
We all wish we had the money to store in climate control all the time.
Yeah, because you...
Probably 75 to 80% of the garages in America are not climate controlled. They're either separate from the house, or if they are part of the house, they don't have air conditioning and heat in them. It's just the way it is. So you can get it done, but still, it's expensive.
Right. Is there an ideal temperature and humidity you could shoot for?
Sure. 72 degrees and very low humidity. Absolutely. And your air conditioning system will do that. It takes the moisture right out of the air. So you want to get your air conditioning at about 72 degrees, and that would be ample. Your car would be happy. Of course, you would be too. If you could afford to do so. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, just checking because that... When he said that, I didn't have a comeback for him. You know?
I got you. Well, it's true that he's saying the truth, but it's a very small reversal, and it is the only thing you really can do. Even if you can afford climate control, any car that is stored is going to deteriorate over a long period of time, whether it's climate control or not. There's going to be deterioration of the rubber, like you talked about, deterioration of plastic. There's going to be deterioration of even, you know, products not being used. It is going to happen. But climate control is the ideal situation to be.
Okay, and speaking of preservation, what, as far as fuel, how as far as letting a vehicle set, whether it's a bike or a car, how long before should you put stable in it or something? I mean,
anything more than 4 months, if you're going to sit it with 4 months not being used, you should put some type of stabilizer product in the fuel.
4 months.
Yep.
I know this ethanol is bad news of the capital. It's just bad news.
That it is. Absolutely. All right. Well, appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much, buddy.
Okay. Well, Dave, thanks again. Appreciate it.
You have yourself a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks. We've got Bob on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. Bob.
Hey, Dave. Great show as always. I just wanted to follow up on something that we've talked to you about, the Mercedes engines.
Sure.
That ran some of the Freightliners. I just talked to one of the UPS drivers up here in Maryland.
Okay.
And he's heard that UPS is now going back to gas because they're just having a real issue with the Mercedes engine. And I'm just wondering what in the world, Mercedes is kind of known for being just so good. What did they drop the ball on there?
Well, a number of proponents have been stating the fact that Mercedes has changed some things. One thing they've changed in a lot of their vehicles is their wiring harness. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but their wiring harness is more biodegradable. But I've been hearing that they've had electrical problems because of that. And also, their engines just don't seem to be as durable as they used to be. A lot of companies that don't need to have diesel are also going away from diesel because of, one, the cleanliness of it, but the other main reason is because of the cost. You know, diesel is over a dollar more a gallon than regular gasoline. And that you know, in a truck that goes out every single day for hundreds of miles really adds up over a period of time. So they're looking for other ways of keeping these things on the road. And a lot of them are going back to gasoline engines, no doubt.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to see what was the real reason. They were talking about even some of the parts and fuel pumps are holding up. I mean, it's just like they made some major changes that maybe they shouldn't have made. So,
well, I'm going to say something that maybe is just my opinion only, but I'm not a big fan of Bosch. And I think a lot of the problems that sometimes can happen from an electrical supplier, just like Jaguar years ago allegedly had a lot of problems with Lucas. Well, this may be a Bosch problem in some instances, not all, but in some instances, like fuel pumps and things like that. So everybody's got to deal with their supplier. Mercedes doesn't make their fuel pumps, somebody else does, and it may as well be Bosch. So that's one thing to be concerned about.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, and just an update, Dave.
Yes.
It's March 2nd, and I didn't say who it was, but Bob Black out of Catoctin Mountain Orchard. We're closed yet for March and April,
right.
But May 1st we'll have those apple cider donuts, pies, Evercrisp apples, Fuji, and all that good stuff. Just let me remind folks when the snowbirds come back from Florida that we'll be open May 1st.
That sounds good, and people are looking forward to it, I guarantee you, because you guys have a great operation out there. You take great care of your customers, and the quality is fantastic.
Well, Dave, we thank you so much, and thanks for your show. It's just a great show. Have a
thanks.
Great day.
You too. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate the call from Bob and the Orchard, because they really do a great job out there. I mean, it really is fantastic. I've been there. I haven't been there for years because I'm down here in Florida now. But when I was up in the Maryland area, I used to frequent up there, and fantastic. I mean, I love apples. It's always one of my favorite fruits, and it really is good. So really appreciate that. Let's talk about some of the people that bring You Ought to Know to you. First of all, BG Products and Services. We thank them very much for their quality service. That, of course, is transmission fluid exchange, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges in shops in our area, like, for example, Dynamic Automotive and Wassler Auto, two of our independent shops that supply and do the BG services. It's great, I'll tell you. Plus also Jasper Engines and Transmissions, quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials. All that, of course, is also done at your Dynamic Automotive and your Wassler Auto. Let's talk Wassler Tire Pros. They're located at Routes 26 and 27 in Taylorsville. If you're looking for an auto repair facility that has everything, Wassler has it all, including they work on medium trucks and motorhomes, as well as your regular automobiles and light trucks. Find out more on the web at WasslerAutoservice.com. Give them a call at 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service is a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know. And don't forget about Dynamic Automotive. Dynamic Automotive has four locations to serve you: New Market, Liberty Town, Urbana, and of course their newest location in Frederick. New Market, their original location at 10601 Old National Pike. Liberty Town, right on the heart of Liberty Town at 11931 Main Street. Then their build from ground up 9-bay shop with a 4-bay quick lube and 60-foot car wash. The Urbana location at 8824 Urbana Church Road. And their last location in Frederick, Bike Court in Frederick, Maryland. And don't forget, mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know at any one of the Dynamic Automotive locations, and they'll give you 10% off your total ticket, parts, and labor. Find out more at dynamicautomotive.net. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us. Have yourself a great day, and thanks for listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.